Broadcasting live from Sanderson Ford for their 67th anniversary sale, it's Rosie on the House.
And it can't be a Sanderson Ford event without having some kind of local. We've got a horrible mix minus in our headset right now. We've got an echo coming back, so I'm going to try and kill myself. The voice.
Oh, wait, don't do that.
Here we go. We've got Donna here on site because it can't be a Sanderson Ford event without a community event or a community cause. And you joined us last Saturday talking about your Citizens Academy alumni and what y'all are doing to help deter the theft of catalytic converters, and all the funds raised there go to
the Glendale Police Department. And today's event, Safeguard Your Catalytic Converter, because right now it's a pandemic, and so today we still have openings, so you can walk in, and you can also call me. But our funds that we're raising today, we are a 501c3 charity, but all the money goes back to the Glendale Police Department.
And you're talking about this theft of the catalytic converter being a pandemic. That's a part of your car's exhaust system.
Yes.
You'll know it's been stolen when you get out, you get in the car, you turn the key on.
It's going to make a terrible noise.
You'll know something is wrong immediately.
Exactly. And you don't want that to happen. Put my thing out on Facebook. I got a comment from a friend of mine and said, I had mine stolen this past Monday.
And they're hard to replace. They're expensive to replace. And the reason they're stealing them
is because inside of it is a metal that they want that's expensive.
And y'all are engraving the catalytic converters today at Sanderson Ford until 2 o'clock. And you mentioned you still have a couple openings. You're booked pretty full, but Sanderson gave you 2 bays in the back.
Yes.
Okay.
So we are taking walk-ins. Our phones are ringing. So we'd love to have you come by. It's a good cause. You need to have your catalytic converter engraved.
And it's $60 for the catalytic converter, $99 for the converter and the windshield, correct?
Yeah, $99.99 for...
Okay.
Well, you got to get both,
All right.
For both of them. That would be the catalytic converter engraved and then your windows etched.
Okay.
And the etching will be your VIN number so that the police, if your car is stolen, they can see your VIN number right away.
Okay.
Not having to open your doors and try and find it.
All right.
So it'll be there. So it's $99.99 for both or just $60 for one of them. And you can call me.
And that number?
623-229-7713. Again, that's 623-229-7713.
And it'll take you about an hour to do both of them?
Right now, it might. You need to come in at least a half hour ahead of time of your appointment so that the catalytic converter can cool down.
Yes.
You don't want the person to get burned, and then we couldn't do this. So they got really good gloves back there. So, yes, you need to come half hour early so your car can the catalytic converter can cool down.
Well, let's see if we can't raise some money for Glendale Police Department through the Academy alumni and get your catalytic converter engraved for your own protection. Donna, thanks a million for doing this. Thanks for being here at Sanderson Ford today, and appreciate you sharing the information.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Have
very
a great
much.
Day, guys.
Thank you.
Romy, do you mind if I cut in here? I want to introduce somebody I think has been buying cars at Sanderson Ford. It's the only person I know has been buying cars at Sanderson Ford, I think, longer than I have. Now, I've been buying since I lived across the street, right after I married your mama. We lived right over there. And I've been buying cars, and I have gone nowhere else to buy a car for 40 years. I'd like to introduce Mr. the voice of your Phoenix Suns, Mr. Al McCoy. Al, how long have you bought at Sanderson Ford?
Well, you know, that's kind of difficult to answer, but I guess I can answer it this way. I just completed my 50th year with the Phoenix Suns.
That's awesome.
And I've been doing commercials for Sanderson Ford longer than that.
Wow.
Longer than that. So I've been around for a long time. You know, I do want to mention one thing. It's great to hear Donna. Most of your listeners that know me know I've lived in Glendale for many, many years. And one of the big reasons is, not only I'm close to Sanderson Ford, of course, but the services that this city supplies. And I'm so happy that we're benefiting today the Glendale Police Department.
Amen.
Because the police fire department in Glendale are just really top of the ladder, and I think it's terrific they're benefiting from this. But anyway, it's been great to be associated with Sanderson Ford all these years, no question about it.
Well, and this is just an example of their commitment to the community. How many civic-minded functions have the Sandersons been involved with?
Well, no question.
I mean, it's multiple all the time, going on constantly.
It's so paramount to the President David Kimberly to give back to the community. And again, that's why so many of us through the years have loved our association with Sanderson, not just buying cars, but myself being involved and being able to voice many commercials through the years. It's the feeling that maybe you're a part of something, that Sanderson is involved in giving back to the community, and they've been doing that since day one. That's 67 years ago.
Amen. Al, unfortunately, you're going to spend a lot of time on your piano the next couple of weeks, huh?
Well, you know, maybe that's a good thing because I haven't been playing that much recently, and I need to get back, even if it's just for therapy.
I figured that would probably be about the best therapy of all.
It's just
sit down on the keyboard and play your favorite tunes. Now, rumor has it you're quite the pianist.
Well, I just don't play that much anymore, and it's like anything else. If you don't practice and stay at it, as we say, you kind of lose your chops, and I've kind of lost mine, so maybe this summer I can regain a little bit of that. We'll see.
Well, we weren't there the night they celebrated your 50th year, but we saw the videos of it, and that is just an incredible wake of a legacy.
It's gone by in a hurry, Rosie, as time does. And, you go through the good days and the bad days, and, I still love the game, and it's been a great 50 years, no question about it. But as I like to say, both with Sanderson and the Suns, it's been a great ride.
Well, that's awesome. Can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes and joining us.
This is probably a typical cliche question you get asked all the time, but is there a couple standout games that, when asked about that,
Well, that's a question a lot of people ask, and I can answer that easily. The Suns were involved with two triple overtime games in the NBA Finals. The first was against Boston in Boston Garden way back in 72, and the latter was in Chicago. The Suns lost that game in Boston. They did win the game in Chicago. But the two triple overtime games obviously would be certainly up there as far as a highlight of my career. And then I did have an opportunity, besides doing the playoff games, to do a couple of NBA All-Star games and work with my longtime friend Chick Hearn, who was the voice of the L.A. Lakers for so many years. But those triple overtime games always will be something special.
I remember a couple games with the Spurs that like turned into wrestling matches.
Oh, yes. Yes, that was quite a rivalry with them. Probably the biggest rivalry has been the Lakers, because the Suns' second year in the NBA, and a lot of people forget this, they made the playoffs and were leading the Lakers, and that was that great Laker team, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Wilt and the Suns had a 3-1 lead in the series, and then Jimmy Fox, who lives here in Phoenix, hurt his ankle and couldn't play, and the Suns had no backup, and they eventually lost it. But the second year of the franchise, they did make the NBA playoffs, and
you're reaching about how far back are you reaching?
Well,
there?
A long ways.
Can he still recall? He still
I'm
can
so
hear.
Impressed. But I think I'm so impressed with his memory.
He can still call a game that happened 45 years ago as like a play-by-play.
But I think that really established the rivalry between the Suns and the Lakers that probably has been paramount through the years. But second would probably be San Antonio, as you mentioned, Rosie, because they had some classics there.
Man. Speaking of the Lakers, a vivid memory is when sometime in the 90s, you'll probably remember the era better, but Westfall was still the coach of the Suns.
Right.
And we lost two games in Phoenix, and they said, what are you going to do? He said, we're going to go to L.A., we're going to beat them twice, we're going to come back here, we're going to beat them a third time. And they did.
That's exactly right. That was Paul Westfall, who's,
in
the Basketball Hall of Fame, and one of the few people who played in the NBA Finals and coached in the NBA Finals. He played for the Suns against Boston, and he coached the Suns against Chicago. So he has great heritage with the Suns, and of course was just a super individual. We miss him.
I've never met our current head coach, but he had opportunities to go almost anywhere he wanted. When he landed here in Phoenix, people I know that know him just say he's an incredible guy.
Well, he's a real people person, and I think he has a tremendous ability to relate to his players, which is so important in any sport, whatever the sport may be. With today's players, you have to have an association to relate to them, and I think Suns coach Monty Williams is probably tops in that area.
We ought to give Al a chance to ask any homeowner question he might have. we've been peppering him with so many questions, we haven't given him a chance. Well, Mr. McCoy, again, I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your Saturday to come down and visit with us.
Well, Rosie and Rome, it's always great to see you, and I hope those calls keep coming in so we can benefit the Glendale Police Department.
Get them out here and get those catalytic converters engraved.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks a million. Mm-hmm. We're going to introduce Mr. Sal Sicotto of Dunright Windows, and we're going to talk one. I always get criticized because I got the Cajun inflection on the word window. We're going to talk windows when we get back with Sal Sicotto of Dunright Windows.